you hear them? It's awesome. Touchdown Bears.
We're rolling.
Rock, can you flip your hips the rest of the day? Can you do that? You got any flexion in there today? Good. Get a good stretch. What do you say, Kyle? Living the dream today? We good? We living the dream?
Okay. When we get out on the field, we want them to understand what we're trying to get accomplished, the speed of practice, the tempo, what we're trying to get out of our individual periods, our team periods, our walkthroughs, so we can prepare them to do that with the veterans that are coming in for the OTAs.
Good man, good man, good.
This place is beyond passion. This is where it all started. We're going to give you every opportunity to be a part of this football team. All of us dreamed about being in a room like this. We had a dream to get here. We know you did.
Play the game from the soles of your shoes up through your helmet.
Wait till he's coming back your way to move.
Are you a smart guy?
I like to think so.
Then talk like one. I ain't hearing nobody.
I don't want any traitors in here, right? We want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Hustle, hustle. Don't be the last guy.
This one's going to be over in a blink of an eye. We're here to give you every opportunity to live your dream.
It's good transition demeanor right there, Marcus.
It is Sunday, the final day of rookie minicamp, and Bears head coach Mark Trestman is his usual high-tempo self.
Right there on the ball, eyes on the quarterback, get the call, and let's go to work. Don't wait on anybody, let's go. We're raging to the whistle.
Rage is a term to really, we want to explode. We want to feel their speed when we look at them, when we watch the tape. We want to feel their speed on the field, bursts of movement.
Run, turn and run!
From a stop to a start to full speed.
Let's pick up the tempo a little bit. Let's pick up the tempo a little bit.
Defensive coordinator Mel Tucker is also enjoying the last practice of rookie minicamp.
Get out of Gazelle, let's go. Sleepwalking out here. There you go, Big Cheese. Here we go, next play.
Christian Jones is Big Cheese. And I said, hey, you know, do you have a nickname? He said, no, coach, I don't have one. I said, well, I'm going to give you one. And so I said, we'll give you Big Cheese. And see, he kind of put a big smile on his face. So I think he liked it, so we went with it.
Is that all you got on the stretch, Big Cheese? Come on now.
For coaches Tucker and Trestman, Sunday is also a bittersweet day.
That's the ball right there. Good ball.
They will have to say goodbye to the tryout players that have come into camp. Players like Connor Dietz, who will head back to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida.
Are you in the service now?
Yes, sir.
Are you going back into the service? What
yes, sir. I'm heading back to MacDill Air Force
okay.
Base.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you. Stay safe.
Too easy.
It's a pleasure to work with you. It really was.
Thank you for having me. Feel blessed. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
When they walked into Halas Hall, it was a dream come true. To be in an NFL building and be part of a National Football League team. And so for those 72 hours, as coaches, what we try to do is provide an opportunity for each and everyone to truly be Chicago Bears. And then the hard part, obviously, is saying goodbye to them. Some of them will have to come to terms with the reality that this was their last chance to play in the NFL. And as I reminded them, a lot of them have to be ready for the next interview.
Running back Sonoris Perry from Louisville bucked the odds. Despite not being drafted or signed as a priority free agent, he was told that he will be sticking around this offseason.
I guess I showed off in front of the coaches, and I stood out a lot, and I feel very accomplished that they gave me a chance to go into their OTAs and their training camp as well. I felt great once everything was relieved and I signed the contract.
At 5'8", safety Marcus Trice might have been one of the smallest players in camp, but he made a big enough impression to stick on the roster.
24, there he goes again.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You did it.
I mean,
I gave it
about it.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
What's up, coach?
Good. Good job. Yes, good job. Good job. Yes, get some rest. Get off your feet.
I wanted to come in and really try to focus in on whatever they gave us and try to learn it as fast as I could and be able to reciprocate that knowledge to the coaches and put it on the field, too.
Congratulations, you're officially a Chicago Bear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Nice work. Nice work.
It hasn't kind of sunk in that, hey, I'm here. The opportunity is right in front of me. It's just a surreal feeling. So, but I'm going to do everything I can in my power to make sure this feeling doesn't go away.
For those that didn't make it, it's now time to prepare for uncertain futures.
You are an awesome group of guys. That's all we've heard from the people around this building and the other coaches. We know you love football. You know you're dedicated to the game. I want to thank each and every one of you for your focus, for your passion, and for your hard work and doing it together the last 3 days. Believe it or not, we know we all can't go on the next portion of this journey, but each and every one of us are part of the journey of the 2014 Chicago Bears, any way you look at it. For those of you who are leaving, I would recommend highly you stay ready. You're a phone call away and be ready to go.
But it's definitely good experience, man, being around good coaches and all that. Just being here, getting the experience is a great thing.
Just getting to play with some guys on a pro level, being around pro coaches, being in this building, it was nice.
Oh, it was a great experience to come out, you know, learn the playbook and meet some of the fellow teammates. And, you know, the real work begins out.
I just thanks to Coach Trisman for giving me this opportunity. You know, bear down.
It's not easy to make it through the doors of the NFL. But with the right focus and determination, those doors are not completely closed either.
Inside Rookie Minicamp is brought to you by the new Chicago Tribune Digital Sports.